Instead of sitting on chair, they would, Buddha would say, please sit down here and relax more and talk more, talk more with calm, calmness of mind. And think carefully. Let's sit on the ground or floor. It is, of course, easy or convenient to talk or to read on chair. If you sit on the floor, you should adjust yourself to the ground, and you should make effort, physical effort, to sit down and to stand up from the floor. If you use a chair, then no need, not much in sitting down or in standing up. Moreover, you have wings. And it's very interesting to use a chair with wheels. It is very easy to hold. Or how convenient thing it is. I thought it is too convenient. In that way, we will become, we will do faculty of adjusting ourselves to the nature. Recently, maybe the basic idea of our way of life, basic thought or philosophy of our modern world to conquer the nature. And another element will be to develop or desire. We will achieve something and gain something by by something, maybe by time or by anyway, something. And that something develops. Technique of conquering nature. So, underlying thought is to extend our desire and to conquer the nature. Instead of adjusting ourselves to the nature, or appreciating nature, or to become one with nature. And we, most of the people, I think, you realize already how human beings have been living in this world, that may be a character. But one more thing which is missing is how you should develop desire. That's what it is, missing. And we already realized that we have to go back more primitive way of life than the civilized way of life. That is what we realize already. But here there's something which our Zen practice suggests. That is how we adjust ourselves to that nature, making some effort. And which direction our desire should be directed. To outside or to inward. You may say, practice of that you understand why we practice that pretty well, but you don't understand why we use audio. But actually, when you use audio, many people find some feeling of your finger work and some feeling of paying attention to many things you have or you handle. In technical work, if you push the button, everything will be cleaned up. But if you use all your tools, watch it one by one carefully without making noise. That is our practice. There we have a kind of feeling of being in this world with everything. And our desire will be extended more closer to us, or even closer to even in our physical field, on physical field. In that way, we will feel our being here. In detail, when you decide to go, you should find that you should stand at some certain point, place, and you should fall, super hard in some way. That is actually. And this kind of practice, in comparison to your usual practice, sit wherever you want, and deciding whatever you want to do, you may feel good in that way too. But feeling that when you do in that way, you don't have not much chance to feel your being. When you feel find yourself at some exact point, that is already to feel your being, and to do something in some certain way. you will feel the feeling of your teacher and teacher and Buddha through doing something in the same way. We can feel that we will have the feeling which our teachers have, our ancestors have. That it means that you feel it and you find yourself in a history of long, long time. And to practice with people in the same way, you will feel yourself in the world of this moment. You will find yourself in time and space. And that is to be one with everything. As the way said, if you sit and if you sit and realize yourself according to you, that is then that is realize yourself. On this point, that now all the Buddha will attain enlightenment easily, and all the people will attain enlightenment with you. That is what he said and what he meant. To practice our traditional way is that you may think you will be enslaved by the tradition of human tradition, traditional way. But that way, that purpose of practice is the realization of our being. If you lose this point, maybe our practice doesn't mean anything, and your everyday life doesn't mean anything. As I said, even though we are in the Sahara, or even though you caught it in the deep mountain, you cannot separate it from this world. You are always, you are in the destiny of being a slave in our tradition, or our human way of life in this fashion. As the human being has particular nature, as a human being, we must think about our particular nature. But accordingly, we must find out our way. And that is actually Buddha's way. Actually, Buddha was the one who noticed this point and who established this kind of practice for us. But Buddha said, before me, there were six So that. And the fifth so that means many so that. The timeline, we don't know how long time before so that, Sankara so that. We cannot count how long time he appears. But Buddha says in that sense. It means that this is to find himself right now means to find many beings in past time. And to find many ancestors, many descendants after him. So his concept was, I already said the people whom I met. And I already said the people who will appear in this world, even though I don't let them. I haven't let them. I said all the sentences. If, or whether I said them or not, actually they are said. Actually they are living with us, with you. It is very simple teaching, and the fact he pointed out, the enlightenment he has said is very not special, very flat and plain. But as then he just said, if you do not practice, your enlightenment doesn't make any sense. If you do not use all that and push always pushing buttons, this part does not make much sense to us. We cannot feel our being in this world. At the Sahara, or here, my feet was not working. So, I didn't like to chew brown rice or some hard vegetables. But by seeing, after fixing my teeth completely and chewing them carefully, and I found some special taste from it. I feel as if I have a perfect kitchen within my mouth, and I appreciate to cook something in my mouth. After cooking very well and carefully, I ate it. But this kind of process, usually I thought, my wife is cooking. someone else is cooking. And just for eat. That was, I think, my way of life, I thought. But now, I have my first kitchen in my mouth, and I'm cooking my food by myself. Because I cook by myself, I appreciate the taste of the food. That is actually how I feel, which I didn't feel before. what we are doing is something great is coming up out from our life in Sankara. And so I think if you observe your practice, right, you are aware of that, and observe your feeling against this technological world. And feeling you have in more primitive life. You will find out many treasures for human beings. We should gather to walk through on the ground. If possible, we should fly with our eyes. We shouldn't fly by the giant gesture. If you fly big giant airplane, as I will, there's no feeling of if I try with my arm, that's it. Maybe wonderful. When I study English, my teacher, this is anyway. If I were a bat, this is subjective. If I were a bat, this is subjective. But now we are flying by this giant. But, there is no. According to the act, there are many we can appreciate movies. you will have this table, and you will have a cup of coffee, or you will enjoy many things, and beautiful place. Doesn't it make much sense? We are so in wonder. Why don't you try to die by our eyes? Even though you cannot, you should watch. Then you will see your being complete. Even though you are on the practice, there's some way of feeling yourself. even though you do nothing, or because you do not think anything, you have full feeling of your being on the practice. Usually, because you think, you know, as some philosopher said, I think, therefore I am, you know. You say, I don't think, therefore I am. So, even though you are on practicing, there is a way to feel a complete being. That is not religion or mystic. It is actually thought. When you find out the way how to live. When you practice our way, you know, we should forget everything and try to find us. Try to find yourself in your life. That is why actually we not stick. We have very strict rules. Unless we have, you know, our human nature is very, you know, sneaky. We have some strict rules. We will call this even though you are called to that fight, and that fight will come. We are very serious. We are anyway very clever. So, you know, to be very honest and sincere in this situation, it is necessary to push yourself into some square, solid iron room. Maybe that is not good enough. Unless you want to find yourself in it. But you find that yourself in, you know, such a strict, such a iron box is, you know, maybe easiest way to feel yourself. And in everyday life, to feel yourself is more, much more difficult. But the first step will be to find yourself in, you know, iron, strong iron back of the room. But as long as you are trying to force yourself in iron back, it is not possible. It is like like to read some instruction about practice. There are many instructions about practice. But if you actually do it, it is just, it will take just 1 minute. One instant, if you want to describe how I drink a cup of water. I don't know whether you can describe it very accurately. But if I drink it, that's all. So, in this case, we put emphasis on nectar or from coffee or practice to be ready to do it. To plunge into actual experience of practice, getting rid of various complications. Point of practice is how to feel yourself under various situations and circumstances. How to adjust yourself to the circumstances. And how to make right effort. Human beings for many centuries, several centuries, making wrong effort. So we should use right effort of developing